Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The Juneau Assembly has appointed Kim Kiefer as the next city manager. The longtime city employee and current deputy city manager will replace Rod Swope, who's retiring March 31st. The Assembly undertook an expedited search for Swope's replacement, putting a high priority on candidates with Alaska experience. 25 people applied for the job. Kiefer and Coast Guard Captain Norman Buddy Custard were named finalists in mid-December. The Russian tanker Renda and Coast Guard icebreaker Healy are out of the ice. After more than a week of cutting through ice up to 4 feet thick, both the tanker Renda and the Healy crossed into open water Sunday afternoon. As of yesterday, the tanker was transiting on open water outside of Dutch Harbor. A vessel had met the Renda to retrieve a Russian interpreter and a Coast Guard crew member who had been traveling on the tanker. The Renda is now making for her home port of Vladivostok while the Healy returns to Seattle. The tanker was escorted to Nome by the Healy to deliver 1.3 million gallons of fuel earlier this month. After the fuel delivery was completed and the ships began their transit south, the sea ice had grown more than 60 miles. Another bill that would change Alaska's system of taxing oil and gas production together has been introduced, this time in the House. Representative Mark Newman says his bill, House Bill 306, is the same measure that passed from the House Resources Committee during the decoupling debate in 2010. Newman says he intends to propose an amendment to address a particular gas tax rate. He disagrees with the governor that the state should wait until there's an actual gas line project before talking fiscal terms. He says fiscal terms are important to moving a project ahead. The Senate Finance Committee is also looking at the decoupling issue, which could be included in a larger oil tax debate. Newman, who's a Republican from Big Lake, says he would rather see it stand alone. Federal Appeals Court panel has upheld a conviction and sentence in the hacking of Sarah Palin's email by a Tennessee student in the 2008 election year. A three-judge panel and a Monday decision affirmed the conviction of 24-year-old David Cornell for obstructing an investigation while he was a University of Tennessee student at his apartment in Knoxville. Cornell's attorney, Wade Davies, contended at trial that Cornell had no criminal intent and that guessing his way into the email account when the then-Alaska governor was John McCain's running mate on the Republican presidential ticket was a prank. Cornell was released in November after serving less than 11 months, and Davies says he's doing well. Davies says he'll seek full review by the full U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. A new tax is being proposed for vehicle owners in the Fairbanks North Star Borough. Two assembly members want an ordinance to allow for a motor vehicle registration tax. 90% of the proceeds would go to reducing the area-wide property tax mill rate. The remaining 10% would be used to fund fire service area capital expenditures. And when two clinics opened for Medicare patients in Anchorage last year, they were initially flooded with patients, but demand has tapered off, and clinic officials are left to wonder where the rest of the Medicare patients have gone. Officials say the two clinics will need more patients just to break even. Weather forecast for the capital city today calls for some cloudy skies and some rain. High today about 38 degrees, low tonight about 33.